Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
The notion that the West is at war with Islam is an ugly lie. And all of us, regardless of our faith, have a responsibility to reject it. All of us have a responsibility to refute the notion that groups like ISIL somehow represent Islam, because that is a falsehood that embraces the terrorist narrative.
And we are on a highway to somewhere, but I don't think it's a highway to paradise or freedom. Welcome to the Savage Nation. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. And we're going to shift formats for the first half an hour. It's not going to be open mic. It's not going to be unprotected talk. It's going to be a focused show on one topic today for the beginning. And that is, why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? Let me repeat it. It's apparent to everyone, except the stooges who work for Obama and those who go to Harvard, that Obama has not been fighting ISIS with anywhere near the military power that we have. In fact, he's using a hands-off approach, a silk glove approach, a catch-as-catch-can approach. In other words, he's not fighting the war. The other day, Egypt attacked ISIS, as you know, with F-16s that we had sold them. And the United States of America did not back Egypt's attacks on ISIS. Why? Why? Why didn't Washington back Cairo? Can anyone figure that one out? In other words, if there are friends in attacking an enemy, then they are our friends. But apparently Obama doesn't see them as our friend either. So Israel's not our friend. Egypt's not our friend. Who is our friend? And the only question I want answered today, and I know that there are people who listen to this show who know the answer. These are former military people or even current military or intelligence people who know what's going on. They cannot speak out. You'll never see them on Fox. You'll never see them on CNN. They can't speak out, or they won't speak out. They're afraid for their lives or their careers. But the world now knows Obama's full of crap. They know he's a liar, and they know that he's lying about everything he says with regard to this war. Everyone knows that. And the girls around him, the sorority girls, are just a reflection of him. The sorority that's running America is not really an independent sorority. He created the sorority. These sorority girls are his cheerleaders, like that moron yesterday, you know, who told us that she's too smart for the world. We couldn't really understand what she's saying. A jobs program for ISIS is Obama's answer. A jobs program for ISIS is their answer to fight the Nazis of today. So why is the question? No, I don't want any. Look, call screener, put the phone down. I have only one question. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? I only want answers to that question. I will not take any other calls. Don't ask me for a meatball recipe. Don't ask me how I am. Don't ask me to tell you a family story. Don't ask me about my dog, Teddy. I have one question. I want it solved. I want an understanding of the situation. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military power that we have? They could have been eliminated in less than a week. Ask anyone in the military. How is it possible that he can get away with this without people asking this question? There's an answer to this, by the way. There's always an answer to a question. Every question has an answer. You see the most vicious murderers since Genghis Khan raping, killing, burying alive, setting people on fire, and Obama does very little. Why? How can you understand this situation? I'm asking you, why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full power of the American military? So let's try to figure this out together. Please don't call on any other topic. And the phone number is 855-400-7282. We'll have open mic another day, not today. You ready for the question? I'll repeat it a few thousand times. Maybe I'll get people calling on that question. So let's put it together. ISIS is comprised of Sunni Muslims. As you know, that there are two major sects of Islam, Sunni and Shia. ISIS is composed of Sunni Muslims. ISIS has a bloody hatred of Shiite Muslims. They are killing Shiite Muslims in towns that they capture. In that regard, Obama's right. They are killing Muslims. So it's Muslim killing Muslim. So many of you say, who cares what they do to each other? Let them all kill each other. Well, but they're also killing Christians. They are killing Yazidis. And on a scale of humanitarianism or of human rights, this is a worldwide problem that, of course, the useless UN should have stepped into a long time ago. If ever there was an argument to eliminate the UN, it would be right now. It's worse than the League of Nations was after World War I. The League of Nations was useful compared to this group of gangsters who are sitting there on their behinds on huge salaries, flying around the world, going to cat houses around the world, and they're making believe they're humanitarians, and they say nothing about the rapes and the murders and the kidnapping going on in the Middle East. But that's a separate issue. The UN's doing nothing. So Obama's not fighting ISIS with full military assets. I ask you why. Now, Iran, you're going to say, many of you are going to jump and say, well, because he's on Iran's side. You're wrong. You'd be wrong about that. Iran is fighting ISIS. Iran is a Shia nation. Did you understand that? So here we have a president who you might say, well, I've heard it before. I've read all the conspiracy stuff. Suddenly Valerie Jarrett is the new Madame Defarge to everyone. She's running the world. Everyone's saying, oh, she's running the world. Her father was Iranian. Therefore, she's doing Iran's biddings, and she's told Obama to have a hands-off policy to ISIS. That doesn't make sense because Iran is a Shia nation, primarily Shia Muslims. So if Iran is fighting ISIS, Egypt is fighting ISIS, Jordan is fighting ISIS, why is Obama holding back and giving us this rubbish about a jobs training program for terrorists? Why? Do any of you have the answers? That's the one question I would like answered. Now, while you're thinking about that and calling 855-407-282, I did something special for you today, last night, because we at the Savage Nation rarely rest. We rest between midnight and 6 a.m. Other than that, 18 hours a day, we're rolling with ideas and programs and news. And I put this together for you last night on the changing leadership between World War II and how they pursued the war, the media and the government, and what we have today with the Stooges and the Girl Scouts. I shouldn't call them Girl Scouts, the evil sorority running America. Let's listen to clip number two.
We take you now to correspondent Edward R. Murrow, London.
This is Trafalgar Square. The noise that you hear at the moment is the sound of the air raid siren.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
The president has been at work over the last several weeks, working closely with his national security team to develop military options for taking the fight to ISIL in Syria.
If we're going to prevent people from being susceptible to the false promises of extremism, then the international community has to offer something better. Countries have to truly invest in the education and skills and job training that our extraordinary young people need.
We cannot kill every terrorist around the world, nor should we try. How do you get at the root causes of this? It might be too nuanced an argument for some.
It is entirely legitimate for the American people to be deeply concerned when you've got a bunch of violent, vicious zealots who behead people or randomly shoot a bunch of folks in a deli in Paris.
This instrument can teach. It can illuminate, and yes, it can even inspire. But it can do so only to the extent that humans are determined to use it towards those ends. Otherwise, it is merely wires and lights in a box. Good night, and good luck.
Now, Churchill's words are still stirring to this day. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the sands. We shall fight on the hills. We shall fight in the streets. Now, compare that with Obama's jobs training program or the little sorority girls and boys who are so embarrassing that America looks like not only a pitiful, helpless giant, but an idiotic, helpless giant with this idiot girl from the State Department, that moron, saying the words like, look it, you hear? Look it, she says, look it, there's not enough nuance for you. You hear? Where do they get these white trash from? Say, well, why are you using words like white trash to shock them? I'm calling these kids white trash. You know why? Let me explain what white trash means, just in case you think I'm being a racist. White trash means a group of people who either through a lack of education or a lack of opportunity remain at a lower level of society. When you get a girl like that who thinks that she's so damn smart, standing up for all the world to see her ignorance and talking as she did about ISIS in such absurd academic terms, and then when she's attacked saying, look it, it's probably because I wasn't nuanced enough, what would you call her? Not white trash? You assume someone who needs to be living in a trailer without teeth to be white trash? You can come from a family with money and be white trash. For example, there are families on Pacific Heights who are white trash. The father's a billionaire with inherited money. The son is a junkie, does nothing with his whole life, and he's the toast of the town. One of the most distinguished families in San Francisco. The family's never done anything in their lives but live off inherited money. That's white trash. So if I've offended you sufficient to get angry enough to call 855-407-282, then I've done my job in opening the program. And the question again is this. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? I'd like to know the answer. Because this is the question that every intelligent person is asking. And I'd like to know the answer. I'll take your calls. I'll take one call right now. There's open lines. Steve on WABC, fire away. What's your answer?
The answer is, Michael, this is his army. This is Obama's army. He's not going to be turning back. He's not going to be letting the power be handed over to another president. He's building this army so he can declare martial law down the road.
Wait, you're mixing apples with oranges. What do you mean? He's building the army of ISIS to declare martial law? How does that work?
Because there will be some dirty bomb or some type of continuing terrorist activity occurring in this country over the next 15 months that he's going to have to, just to get things under control, declare martial law.
Because you mean along the lines of Abraham Lincoln, one of his great mentors, as I pointed out, and stopped the coming Civil War, a man who used martial law repeatedly, a man who suspended habeas corpus repeatedly and is now represented as one of the great humanitarians? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
I hope you're wrong. I hope that this government is not that corrupt and that evil. I really hope so.
But I believe it is.
Well, how do you explain that they won't back Jordan and they won't back Egypt and Jordan's airstrikes? How do you explain it? Is that why you just said what you said?
Yeah, it's all part of the equation. If he supports them, then the population will be wondering, why aren't we defeating them? Because we can, like as you said before, we can destroy them in a heartbeat, yet we do nothing. We sit by and let...
Right, well, for example, you cut off their supply lines, Steve, and they start to starve to death. How come we haven't done that?
Why would you want to starve?
Where are the weapons coming from that they're using? Where is the ammunition coming from? Where is the food and water coming from? Where are the medical supplies coming from? They're coming from somewhere. Certainly we have the power to destroy it through air power. We don't even have to send men down there to do that. Why is he not doing that?
Because we're the ones that are supplying them. You have a military that is...
Well, you know, if you really want to get into this, let's go back to Benghazi and Hillary Clinton permitting the embassy to be overrun when Ambassador Stevens went there to transfer weapons from Libya to Syria. Now, whose hands did those weapons fall into? Not Assad, did they?
No, they went into ISIL's hands.
Well, bingo, my friend. So the trail leads back to Benghazi, doesn't it?
It does. Everyone knows that has a brain in their head.
Well, let's go back a step farther. Why did this government overthrow Gaddafi, who kept his insane tribesmen in check, the same way Saddam kept these maniacs in check? Why did we overthrow Gaddafi? He warned us that if he was overthrown, that Libya would descend into chaos and become a state very much like Somalia, a lawless state run by mad tribesmen. That's exactly what happened. So why did we want that to happen? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. The only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-CO-I-N.
The reality, which again many Muslim leaders have spoken to, is that there's a strain of thought that doesn't embrace ISIL's tactics, doesn't embrace violence, but does buy into the notion that the Muslim world has suffered historic grievances. Sometimes that's accurate.
He's an apologist for Islam. He attacks Christianity. He attacks Israel, attacks Netanyahu. He will not take the war to ISIS with the full force of the U.S. military. And every intelligent person, I didn't say college educated, notice, I said every intelligent person understands that O is not fighting ISIS with the full force of the U.S. military, not even with one pinky of the U.S. military is being used. It's a show war. He's using a Potemkin-like war, a show war, just to pretend he's fighting it. And we have to ask why. Why is Obama not attacking ISIS with the full military power? Do you understand the question? When you have Egypt and Jordan attacking them with air power, and we will not support them, and now you have a coalition that's not a coalition. The Egyptian military is frustrated with the United States right now. They will not understand it. Egypt will not understand why the U.S. won't help them in their airstrikes. Jordan doesn't understand why they're left out there alone. Why? Why is this administration so supportive of ISIS? Now, you want to turn it around the other way? They seem to be not fighting them. I mean, they're doing a minimal amount, so people are asking why. And I don't understand the answer. The logic, the first step you would take is, oh, well, it's Iran. He's really with Iran. That's nonsense. Iran is fighting ISIS. Iran is Shia, they're ISIS. By the way, if you think I'm a marginal player, let me give you something new that you won't find in the press. Ratings came in for January. Michael Savage's show on WABC in New York in the 12-plus demo. I am the number one show on that station when the show is aired. Me, I am. Someone's listening to this show. MAL, I'm the winner. Washington, why?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
In some of our countries, including the United States, Muslim communities are still small and relative to the entire population. And as a result, many people in our countries don't always know personally somebody who is Muslim. So the image they get of Muslims or Islam is in the news. And given the existing news cycle, that can give a very distorted impression.
Yeah, well, if the news reports what the news is, it's distorted. If it doesn't report what Obama wants, it's not distorted. Yeah, the news can give you a distorted impression, like when you set 21 men down on a beach, tie their hands up and cut their heads off. That's a distorted image of Islam. I admit that. Or when you burn people alive, that's a distorted image of Islam. And you know, the average person doesn't have the nuance to understand that it really isn't Islam. That although ISIS claims it's the Islamic State, they're foolish because they don't have the nuance of Obama's sorority girls to understand that they're really not Muslim. They may, in fact, be Jews. I mean, ISIS could be Jewish. ISIS could be a they could be Catholic priests disguised as Muslims in order to embarrass Islam, according, pardon me, to Obama. I got to stop eating those nuts during breaks. I love nuts, but they stick in my throat. So, look, the number one question for we the little people without nuance, not the smart people like the sorority girls who know everything, the know-it-all sorority girls. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with full force? And some would say, well, because he wants them to thrive. And you say, well, why don't he want them to thrive? He wants them to cut off heads and burn people? No. What does he want? What is the end of ISIS? What does ISIS want? They want a new caliphate. And what is a caliphate? The Muslim dominion over the world. You're not saying that the president wants that. I wouldn't believe that for a moment. He's an American born in Hawaii. You saw his birth certificate. It's true. His father was Muslim and his stepfather was Muslim. He went to a madrasa, which is a Muslim school, as a little boy. That doesn't mean he wants Islam to take over the world. It's true he's going to flood America with Syrian refugees, amongst whom there will be terrorists, as sure as we're sitting here, because there is no way to vet 30,000 people. They can't even vet 3,000 people, the morons in the State Department. How are we going to vet 30,000? What, they vetted the Mexicans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorans who came in with diseases? They screened them? They screened them very well, didn't they? That's why you have tuberculosis now in Lynn, Massachusetts, and a raging EDV68-based virus, because they screened them so well. The way they screened these refugees for disease is the way they're going to screen the Syrian refugees for terrorism ties. So now, if you want to go down this road and you want to get into this conspiracy theory, you're welcome to it. Because I don't have an answer. I have to pause at a certain point. I don't know that I believe that he wants a Muslim caliphate to emerge. I don't believe it. I truly don't believe it. I think it's something else. I would either rather not believe that or I don't believe it. I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe he's a deep plant. I don't believe he's a Manchurian candidate. Do you? Many people do, by the way, and I mean intelligent people. I almost said intelligence people. But if they did as they were intelligence people, they'd be, wouldn't they be telling us something? No, that's how the good Germans worked. You see, there were Nazis who didn't like what Hitler was doing to those Jews. And they were offended by it. They went home and told Hilga about it, that they couldn't believe what they were seeing going on in those concentration camps. So Hilga said, well, keep quiet. You have a good job. And they knew, Hans knew, that if he blew the whistle, he'd go into the camps with the Jews. And in that way, they were all good Germans. And that way, they had collective guilt. So in that way, the entire Obama administration, whether knowingly or unknowingly, in enabling the rise of ISIS, is responsible for the rapes, the murders, the beheadings, and putting people on fire. All these nice girls are basically war criminals. If they know that we are enabling ISIS and these people are not stopping ISIS and they're lying to the people, there could be a Nuremberg trial one day where they're held up before a court. It could happen. Don't say it couldn't happen, because these ISIS people mean business and they've just gotten started. There are allegedly 280,000 of them right now, not 30,000. This was the JV team. Remember your president told you, he laughed at them. He said that their junior varsity team. The JV team now is 280,000 strong, raging through the Middle East. And he says they need a jobs training program. We all know that's laughable. We know it's absurd. We know it's a continuation of LBJ's big society image. How'd that work out for Detroit, the jobs training program? How'd that work out for Ferguson, Missouri? Jobs? You're telling me those people want jobs? Are you joking? No, that's not what works. Police work in those communities. Nothing else works. And that's why Holder and him want to attack the police in Ferguson and attack them before they leave. Yeah, Eric Holder's leaving a bomb before he leaves. He's going to sue the Ferguson Police Department for racism before leaving office. He couldn't resist throwing one more bomb on the way out against the police departments of this country. So domestically, we have an administration that's antagonistic toward police, sympathetic towards criminals, under the guise of representing minority communities. What they're really doing is enabling criminal communities in some regards. Because after all, if you looked at Ferguson, he was not an innocent bystander. He tried to take a cop's gun away and shoot him. The cop defended himself. The cop was found innocent. And yet this guy, Holder, says he's going to sue the police department for what? Well, what they do wrong? The cop didn't die? There weren't enough dead white cops? Is that what it is, Eric Holder? You haven't seen enough dead cops yet? You haven't done your job? I mean, what kind of country are you living in? The whole world's upside down. So domestically, the world is a mess. Internationally, the world is a mess. And the band played on. Remember that book and the band played on? What was that book? Randy Schultz, gay activist, San Francisco. He watched the AIDS epidemic growing. And he tried to warn people that certain things should be stopped or prohibited. But Dianne Feinstein, who was then mayor of San Francisco, looked the other way. She could have done things to stop the raging epidemic. She didn't. And look how it worked for her. She's now chairman of the Senate Armed Service, Senate Intelligence Committee. And look how good she is doing. Look how good the chairperson of the Senate Intelligence Committee is doing. She has said nothing about beheadings, nothing about people being set on fire. Not one word has she said. But she's the one who almost destroyed the CIA. Remember what she did a few months ago? Remember she forced the CIA to release, she forced the release of the so-called torture report where the evil CIA had the nerve to waterboard people like those in ISIS who are burning people alive? And the very same good lady, Feinstein, a woman above the law, has said nothing about the damage her intelligence leak has done. You have to understand that when you destroy an intelligence apparatus like this, they can no longer interrogate prisoners to really get information out of them. So maybe Feinstein wants the CIA, instead of interrogating ISIS prisoners they capture, to offer them jobs. Instead of saying to Ahmed, listen, Ahmed, we're not going to torture you at all. No waterboarding, no denial of halal meals. We're not taking the color TV out of your cell. Instead, we're going to offer you a job, if only you'll tell us where the atomic bomb is hidden. Maybe that's Lady Feinstein's solution to the problem. So this is not a joke. There are no jokes to be told. I don't have any other topic I really want to talk about. I've been in radio for 20 years. I've been able to do a lot of topics, and I can do a lot of topics, and I enjoy them. I can't do anything else now. It's all that bothers me. The Holocaust is occurring. I can't be a silent German. There's a new Holocaust being conducted against Christians and against Yazidis and against other people we haven't never heard of. Men being set alive in front of my eyes. I can't sit quietly and talk about anything else. I can't be a good German. I can't sleep at night if I'm just a good German. Can you? Can you be a good German? Do you want to be one of the spokesmen for... would you, if you had the opportunity, have spoken out against what Hitler was doing to innocent people? Many of you say you would. Then why don't you speak out about what ISIS is doing to innocent people? Speak about it in the supermarket. Speak about it at a cocktail party. Speak about it at a PTA meeting. Speak about it on social networks. And then ask, why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? Send it around. Make it viral. Use the tactic of the left. Ask why Obama's not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America. I want to see that go viral. I want to see 20 million messages like that. And I'd love to see what happens when you come back with answers. Do you have answers? Now, I want to know that I have one answer myself. I spoke with someone much smarter than I am. And he knows everything. He's much smarter than me. He's younger than me. I'm still better looking than him, but he's younger than me and smarter than me. No, I'm just joking. And he knows more than I do. He's faster. His mind's quicker than mine. It computes faster. He's got a better HAL 9000 than I do. And I said to him, why is he not fighting the war? He said, I'll tell you what I think. He is waiting for it to get worse and worse and worse so he can go in and save the day next year before the election. He said, it's a simple political calculation. He'll do a minimal amount just to not get impeached. He'll do an airstrike here, an airstrike there, here a strike, there a strike, everywhere a strike, strike. But nothing will be fatal. And so the cancer of ISIS will continue to metastasize, but within a contained area. And maybe there'll be a little domestic, a terrorist attack along the way. And then suddenly the way he saved the world from Osama bin Laden, with that lightning raid where he killed Osama bin Laden, the great commander-in-chief will swoop in at the last minute and say, see? You see what we Democrats can do? We don't talk loudly. We just carry a big stick. And they will wipe ISIS off the map, and Hillary will be president. She may even get credit for it. They'll come up with a plan as to how, by letting Benghazi get overrun, they actually helped defeat ISIS. They're probably figuring that out now at the Kennedy School of Government. That's probably their number one seminar topic of how do we show Hillary as the hero of Benghazi, not the goat. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-CO-IN.
And they propagate the notion that America, and the West generally, is at war with Islam. That's how they recruit. That's how they try to radicalize young people. We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
Yay.
And we are not at war with Islam. We are at war with people who have perverted Islam.
Yeah, well, I guess he has his own audience there, like the Pope has his own audience. He has the sorority girls, they clap, the cheerleaders. They all believe the same lie. They drink the same liquids. They smoke the same smokes. They eat the same vegan menus. Is this what veganism does to the human mind? I wonder if this is what veganism results in, the inability to think. Because he's surrounded by girls who look like they're vegans. They do everything appropriate. They take cleansing tablets in the morning. They probably do some kind of cleansing diets. I'm sure they don't eat animal products. They're all good liberals. They were raised in the proper liberal way. Now we have another stranger. No one even knows who Jed Johnson is. The name itself is puzzling. He's the head of something or other, DHS. He's also in on the Muslim thing. Listen to this now, clip 23, the head of the Department of Homeland Security in an age of terror. Listen.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country and the discrimination that they face.
What?
And so I personally committed to speak out about the situation that very often people in the Muslim community in this country face, the fact that there are 1.6...
In other words, now the Muslims are facing discrimination in America. What discrimination might that be? That's a line straight out of CAIR, a front group for Hamas, a co-conspirator in a trial. That's one of their talking points. So this whole lecture is nonsense. It's falling on deaf ears because everyone knows it's a propaganda show trial. So where does that leave we the people? If we don't have a government representing our true wishes and our true fears, protecting us from our enemies, taking the fight to the enemy, where do we go? Well, we go to the polls, and like good little sheeple, we elect the opposition party. Where are they? Tell me where John the Drunk Boehner is today. How come Mitch McConnell, the gobbler, you know, he's that guy, the old guy with the neck underneath the chin, the gobbling chin. He looks like an old white turkey. Has Mitch McConnell said one word about the beheadings? Has Mitch McConnell said one word about people being set alive? Has Mitch McConnell said one word about the rape and the enslavement of children by the Islamic State? I haven't heard it if he has, and forgive me if I'm asking a question for which there is an actual answer. No, we don't have leadership. They're not leading from behind. They're leading with their behinds, as far as I'm concerned. And so the only answer I can come up with that lets me sleep at night, because I can't go to the thought that he's a secret Muslim Brotherhood plant and they want to take over the world and that he's doing their bidding and then it'll be too late. I don't really want to believe that. I still actually believe in heaven. Sometimes I believe in Santa Claus. I used to believe Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse were actually real characters. So I don't really want to believe any of that Muslim Brotherhood stuff. I want to believe in Santa Claus, and I want to believe in heaven. I want to believe there is a heaven. I want to believe my deceased mother is in heaven cooking for God. I want to believe that I will meet my mother and father and brother when I go to heaven. Even though I don't really believe it, I want to believe it. See, I want to believe it, but I don't believe it. I don't believe there is a heaven. I think that the only heaven is here on earth. I think the only hell is here on earth. But I do want to believe that Obama's really waiting for the election to take out ISIS simply for political reasons, because that I can accept. Because I can't believe all those good people would really want a Muslim state. You can't believe that those sorority girls would want to wear a burqa, do you? You think that girl, the nuanced girl who wants a jobs training program for ISIS, is looking forward to the day when she can't drive and that she has to wear a burqa where only the eyes will show? Might be a blessing for the rest of us, but that's another story. Lately, with the girls he's been picking, I start to see the wisdom of the burqa, by the way. The phone number here is 855-407-28. The main question was, why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? I'm Michael Savage. If you care to converse on this topic, we're finished. We're going to move on. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Of course, the terrorists do not speak for over a billion Muslims who reject their hateful ideology. They no more represent Islam than any madman who kills innocents in the name of God represents Christianity or Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism. No religion is responsible for terrorism. People are responsible for violence and terrorism.
How long can we put up with this apologist? How long can we listen to this quisling? How long is it going to be until all of the people in the media finally say the king has no clothing? Well, this is hour number two of the Savage Nation. We have to continue and take all the calls that are holding from hour one. And hour one had one question. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? Every day he apologizes for Islam. Every day he tells us what we know to be true, which is that ISIS is an Islamic group. We may not say they are, but they say they are. How do you explain that? They say they are. Now, of course, not all Muslims are terrorists. No one is saying that, and I've repeated over and over again. When they burned a Jordanian pilot alive, they burned a Muslim alive. I get that. Jordan is a Muslim nation. Jordan is fighting ISIS. Egypt, the largest Muslim nation on the planet, is fighting ISIS. The United States is not really fighting ISIS, though. That's the question of the day. Why not? That's the question. Not all of this rubbish about jobs training for terrorists or that they're not Muslim. What's the point of talking about it that way? Why is he trying to throw mud in everyone's face? Why is he throwing sand in our eyes? Why is he throwing mud in the water? Why is he muddying the water so we can't see the fish? We know who the killer fish are. What's the difference what they call themselves? The question really is, why are you not going after them? You have a tank of fish, and you see piranhas appear, and they start killing the other fish. We don't care whether they call themselves fish, birds, reptiles. You don't care what you define them as. They're known as killer fish. So instead of wasting our time, Mr. President, telling us what we should think of them, what we shouldn't think of them, what they are, what they aren't, whether they're Muslim. What are you so defensive about Islam for to begin with? Why are you so defensive about Islam? Why are you protecting Islam at every turn? Why are you attacking Christianity and Judaism at every turn? Why have you turned on Israel? Why have you turned on Egypt? Why, Mr. President, is what the real America is asking? And then it comes down to, why are you not killing the piranha fish who are killing the other fish, whether the other fish be Christian fish, Muslim fish, Jewish fish, Azidi fish? They're doing things to them that have not been done since the age of Genghis Khan. Burning people alive, beheading them in public, mocking the world in the name of Islam, chanting to Allah, by the way. They're chanting to Allah as they cut the heads off. They're citing the Quran as they cut the heads off. They're citing the Quran as they set people alive. They're saying it's permitted in their holy book to imprison women. They're saying it's okay to rape them. Don't tell me that we don't know what the hell is going on. We're not all the children who work for you. We're not those idiots like Josh Ernst and that stupid white trash girl who thinks she's smarter than the world. We don't have the nuance to understand what's going on. We have the nuance to know what it is to survive. You think we all got here by accident? Do you think that the millions of people in this country who are awake and alive are stupid? Do you think that we can't look right through you? We know what's going on, and we don't understand how long you think you can get away with it. Maybe forever, because there is no media. What, you're going to look to who? The Brian Wilsons of the world to stop you? Whatever. I can't remember his name. It's Williams. I always forget his name. I always forget his name. I blank him out. The actor that they fired last week from NBC. Williams. We're going to look to them, the pancake makeup men. We're going to look to the leg crosses on Fox News to save us. The lipstick brigade. Roger Ailes lipstick brigade is going to save us. Ask yourself why, when it was 18% owned by a Saudi billionaire, they almost never really went after this subject. They certainly wouldn't go after illegal immigration. You notice how soft Fox News is on illegal immigration? Have you asked yourself why? Follow the money. You'll find out why. That's all. Everyone has to answer to somebody. There's no man on earth who's free. Everyone answers to a higher power. The question is, who does Obama answer to? Is he God? Could it be that he actually is God on earth? Could it be that we have it wrong? That he is God on earth, and he's sent here to make the world a better place. And if only we'd listen to him, it would be a better, safer place, a cleaner place, a place where the world is safer. If only we listen to him, and he has a wisdom we can't even understand. Is that possible? Half America thinks so. Half of the morons walking around in the streets that you see think so. Half of the morons walking, and some of them have a lot of money. We had Donald Trump on the Savage Nation yesterday. He said many of his friends are Jewish. Rich people, they give money to Obama. No matter what he does to Israel and to the Jewish people, they give him money. Well, I mean, how do you answer that? Liberalism is a mental disorder. It's that simple. Just because they're billionaires doesn't mean it's not mentally ill. You have to ask you, what, because they made money, they're smart, and then they're above illness? They're mentally ill. They're sick. If you were to analyze why Jewish people with money give money to the Democrats or Obama, despite the fact that he's clearly shown he has an enmity towards Israel, unlike anything we've seen in our entire lifetime, you'd have to say they're mentally ill. Form of mental illness. Denial is a form of mental illness. Inability to see reality is a form of mental illness. So there's a lot of people out there who look like they're sane, look like they're rational, look like they're smart, who aren't. They're deranged. And so he does get away with these things, and we keep asking ourselves, we scratch our heads, how could this be going on? How does he get away with it? How? Well, it's pretty clear. There's no media, and there's no opposition party, so there's your answer. He wants to flood America with 30 million illegal aliens, some disease, doesn't matter. Bring in 30,000 Syrians, some terrorists, doesn't matter. He's got a lot of work left to do. He said he wants to squeeze every bit of change out of his next 2 years. God only knows what that means. So I'll take your calls. We're going to run through them right to the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to switch to open mic, meaning unscreened calls. Right now it's screened, only screened. Let's start with Travis on KBOI. Fire away. Your opinion counts. Go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Thank you, Dr. Savage. I think it all starts with Obama never calls ISIS. It's always ISIL. And I think what he's trying to get at is, I think he hopes that ISIS will degrade Jerusalem, degrade Israel. You know, we all know about his animosity with Netanyahu. I think he wants, part of it is he wants them to negatively affect Israel, and he wants them to wipe them off the map. And the other thing is if we start going after ISIS, they're going to see, you know, what a soft country we are, how easy it is to slip across the borders. You know, they encourage them to come in here, cause domestic terrorism attacks. And then he gets more power and control and hopefully gets set up for life as the dictator of America. I think it's, you know.
You actually believe that he wants to cancel the elections of 2016?
Absolutely.
You actually believe that he wants to create such chaos domestically and internationally that he extends his presidency? Do you actually believe that?
I believe with all my heart. I think it's a dumb analogy, but like in Star Wars, when the emperor says, you know, it's a terrible, I don't want to do this, but dang it all, I just have to become the emperor and do what I have to do. I don't want to, and I'll put down my power when I'm done, but I've got to do it for now, for the good of everybody.
It's not the first time I've heard that, but I really don't believe it could happen. I don't believe he can get away with it. I don't believe he can get away with it without being arrested, by the way. I believe that if he tried that little stunt, there'd be a mass revolution in the United States of America that even he couldn't put down. That's what I believe.
The DHS has got billions of rounds. They have enough ammunition.
Well, that's right. They've been storing billions of rounds of hollow point ammo. You're telling me Jed Johnson would use that against Americans who have had enough of this dictatorship?
I don't put anything past this administration. I don't put a thing past them.
Why do you have such a distrust for Obama? Tell me why. I mean, we know he's a terrible president and he's screwing things up, but why do you have such a dire image of him?
His whole history, you know, fundamentally transform America. Everything he said and everything he's not said. Everyone, you know, the backdoor gun registration. Everything is just, you know, my gut feeling, and everyone I, you know, people I talk to. We all just distrust him. He, you know.
Yeah, but let me ask you: are you all white guys?
Am I what?
Are you all white people who you talk to?
Mostly, yes.
So could it be that it really is just racism?
No. If this was Bill Clinton or Harry Reid or Jeb Bush, anybody that's saying these things, it's not. I don't care about his color of his skin. I care about the morality and the where his heart is. And his heart is not for America's good. It's not behind the Constitution. It's for power and control.
Well, you sure you're not just a bunch of racists? I mean, the government would say you're a bunch of racists.
Pretty sure. Well, Dr. Sepp,
I think that you need to be investigated by the government, you know, to see if you're racially not racially insensitive.
Oh, I'm sure I'm on.
Because I think only racists would think that about Obama, that he's been that bad a president. How could he be that bad if CNN says his ratings are so high with Gallup?
Well, wasn't it Mr. Gallup or whoever that had to worry about disappearing or being disappeared because of the comments about the unemployment and figures?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, the chief pollster for Gallup was afraid he'd be killed for saying this. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Yeah, I forgot about that. And right, the poll that showed Obama being popular was conducted amongst adults by telephone. Do you know anybody who answers a regular landline phone on a poll? I haven't met one yet.
No.
I guess they all the lines go into the sorority house at the White House.
Well, I think
in other words, all of Gallup's lines for polls go to the sorority house in the White House, and they change their voices. Hello? Hi? Hello? Hi? Yes, we think I wouldn't put anything past the Ministry of Propaganda. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. Generations of Muslim immigrants came here.
Went to work as farmers. Is he implying George Washington was a secret Muslim? And Jefferson was speaking Arabic and had a prayer rug at Monticello? Wait a minute. He didn't really say that today. Is it reached that point where this man is so seriously deranged as to what he can get away with that he would make a statement that Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding? Did I hear that correctly? Please play 33 again.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding.
He may be insane.
Generations of Muslim immigrants came here and went to work as farmers and merchants and factory workers, helped to lay railroads and build up America.
I mean, all the Chinese were really Muslim?
The first Islamic center in New York City was founded in the 1890s.
But the country was
America's
founded...
America's first mosque.
Okay. This is beyond this belief. This guy fact. Is crazy. I'm starting to think he may be nuts. Where does he come up with a thing like that? If you had a student, if you were a high school teacher, and the student wrote an essay which says, here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of the country since its founding, you'd say, excuse me, Mary, can you prove that? Can you prove that Ben Franklin was really secretly on a prayer rug? Jefferson had a prayer. I mean, what are you talking? What founding? And then he says the founding. Then he jumps to the first Islamic center was founded in the 1890s. Well, as far as I know, America was founded earlier than the 1890s. What do you mean, been here since the beginning? What is he trying to do? Why is he so sensitive to the Islam issue in an age of terror? And I mean Muslim terror. I haven't seen any Hindus putting people in cages and setting them on fire, have you? That's why it's not called ISIS. I haven't recently seen any Buddhists capturing people from another religion and putting them in a cage and setting them on fire or decapitating people on a beach. And that's why they're not called BISIS. I have not seen any Jews capturing any prisoners and putting them in cages, putting gasoline on them and setting them on fire. That's why it's not called JISIS. I have not seen anyone doing this except ISIS. And that's why it's called ISIS, because it's the Islamic State. Now, where do they get the despicable notion that they're permitted to do this to others? They're getting it from somewhere. They didn't rewrite their own holy book, did they? No, my friends, they're interpreting their holy book literally. And I have shown you on this program going back many years that the Old Testament has some pretty despicable statements in it about stoning adulteresses and killing homosexuals. I have read this to you. It's in Leviticus. I've read it to you over and over again. And no modern Jew stones an adulteress, because the Jewish people have gone through a reformation. Even the Orthodox Jewish people do not take the holy book, the original books of Moses, literally in every regard. They don't stone people to death. They don't kill homosexuals. They have understood that these were rules and laws that were laid down by, well, laid down 5,000 years ago that don't apply to the current world. Christianity doesn't follow that doctrine in the Old Testament. You know, you shall not make your souls detestable by beast. I don't have to reread Leviticus. If a man lie with mankind, they call for death. No one does that, except who? Some members of the Islamic faith, mainly those in ISIS and elsewhere. And so, therefore, it didn't come out of the blue. It was originally written in the Old Testament, which was the first of the three monotheistic religions, followed by Christianity, which was far more liberal than the Old Testament was in its teachings. And then along came Islam, and it was a mixture of writings in both of these religions and with some new things added in. And people, you know, modern Muslims don't do these things any more than modern Jews do these things, Christians. But these people do. These people do. They practice a 7th century form of Islam, 7th or 8th century. They are the fundamentalists of fundamentalists. And they're Muslims. And that's why they kill other Muslims. And Christians, and Jews, and Azidis. Because their book tells them to do so. I didn't know George Washington was a Muslim. It's quite interesting. I will have to recheck my history.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Right now what we're doing is trying to take their leaders and their fighters off the battlefield in Iraq and in Syria. We're killing a lot of them, and we're going to keep killing more of them. So are the Egyptians, so are the Jordanians. They're in this fight with us. But we cannot win this war by killing them. We cannot kill our way out of this war. But if we can help countries work at the root causes of this, what makes these 17-year-old kids pick up an AK-47 instead of try to start a business? Maybe we can try and chip away at this problem.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. Generations of Muslim immigrants came here and went to work as farmers and merchants and factory workers.
We have a deranged university crowd running America. This is what would... See, those of us who know what the academic left is like understand that they're crazy. We've always known they're insane. And they've now taken their madness from the campuses to the country and to the world, and take a look at what's going on. It's not terrorism. Certainly it's not Muslim terrorism. And then they did found the nation. Now, the New York Post says it all. It's a picture of the great president, the king who has no clothes, smirking at the world with a black mask around his eyes. And the headline on the paper says, Islamic terror? Question mark. I just don't see it. That says it all. They're geniuses. It's on the top of the Drudge Report if you missed it. So everyone sees that. Everyone knows the man is either deranged or an apologist for radical Islam. Nobody knows what to make of it anymore. Then you got the girls working for him who repeat the party line. The Kool-Aid is drunk every day with the tea. It's put in the tea every day. And Jim Jones tells the acolytes what to say, and the girls go out and say it. And they actually believe it's the truth. It's the old adage from Goebbels. If you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. So you keep lying. All immigrants come here to work. Muslims are being picked on in America. Islam is not Muslims are not doing the killing. Islam has been woven into the fabric of the country since its founding. I didn't know Betsy Ross was a Muslim. I mean, when she wove the first flag, she was a Muslim. Who would have thought? It was Arabian cotton, you see that? And number two, when she was weaving the American flag, she had a trick the dumb white racist colonists by wearing local garb. But when she go back to her farmhouse, she had a burqa waiting and a prayer rug, Betsy Ross, as did Jefferson, Washington, Ben Franklin. They were all praying on a prayer rug to Mecca every day. I didn't know that. You see, that's part of the racist education I had. I had no idea that the founding fathers were really Muslims. And I'm glad that the president has straightened me out on that one. And there's only so much you can take of this, so you have to turn it into humor, because this man is crazy. You have to understand something. He may not be this conspiracy genius out to destroy. He could just be another stupid college teacher who has now got massive power, more power than any man on earth. And there's an adage, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. He's absolutely corrupt. His mind is corrupted. His mind is so drunk, he is so drunk on power that he doesn't even understand that the rest of us understand he's full of it. That everything he says is a lie about virtually everything. Nothing he says is real about immigrants, about Islam, nothing. Everything he says is a distortion. So you say, well, how could he keep doing this? Wouldn't the press corps stand up to him? No. Take a look at the geldings. Have you ever watched a press conference? They're afraid to say a word because they won't get invited back. So it could be that we're just witnessing what happens when a university academic elite, vicious academics, take over the country. Because this is what's, by the way, everything Obama says and that girl, the crazy girls, is said at universities today. Virtually everything that they say is being said by him. So he is only an expression of the vicious academic left. He's not any different in that regard. They distort history. They lie. They impose their will on everyone else, and they call themselves liberals. And so that's what we have right now. Let's have some rock and roll for a minute. I need a break right now. How much can you take of a man who's such a goofball that the world is laughing at him? Laughing at him. And he gets up every... Wait, stop it. No, here's the question. The whole world is looking through him and laughing at him. Our allies are laughing at him. The people are laughing at him. How can he get up every day and continue the big lie? I want to know what the psychological makeup is of a man who is seen for what he is and keeps doing it. I want to know what that is. I'd like to know, is there a psychiatrist in the house? There's a large theater out there of listeners. Can you open one line up and let a psychiatrist call? What is this called? There's a woman psychiatrist that calls me from Maryland on MAL who would know. I know the first word that comes to mind is a delusional or narcissistic. There must be a variety of narcissism that then branches into delusional psychosis. Could be I'm crazy. Maybe we're all crazy. Maybe we're all crazy. And maybe that we didn't know that Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson and Washington were Muslims. Maybe we just don't know that ISIS, although they call themselves Islamic State, are not really Islamic State. That they're the Jewish state or the Christian state, disguised as the Islamic state to embarrass Islam. It's very possible. And it could be Egypt is wrong for attacking ISIS, and Jordan is wrong for attacking ISIS. It could be Netanyahu is wrong for wanting to defend his people. See, you may have the whole world upside down because you're not an academic. You're just an ordinary person. So I've done all I can do. I've stretched this as far as I can. I mean, I played with this nutty putty as far as I can go. There's no elasticity left in this discussion. I mean, I have pulled this ball of wool every which way I can. I can't come up with the answer other than he's nuts. and the people around them are crazy, and the king has no clothes. Lord Acton said it. I keep repeating it. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. This man, his mind is corrupted. You see, in another country, he'd be laughed at, like in England. In England, the newspapers have much more freedom than the stooges do here. And in England, they'd be making a mockery of such statements. Mockery. They'd be mocking him. Every newspaper in the land would mock him for this kind of rubbish that he's putting out. But because we have lost the press, where the Fourth Estate has become the Fifth Column, which I've explained 100 times on the show, and I will not do it again right now. The Fourth Estate has become the Fifth Column. They do his bidding. And yet there are millions upon millions of people in this country and abroad who knows the man is either delusional or a pathological liar. And in either case, he is a clear and present danger to the survival of this country, if not the world. That's what they're thinking now. Because if you command the most powerful military on earth and you refuse to use it to stop the most vicious growing military presence on earth, then something is wrong with that picture. That really is what it comes down to. This is no longer a laughing matter. And there's no opposition party. Line number 6, WMAL in Washington, where I have a 3.5 share. That's big. It's the biggest day part show on WMAL. And I've shaken up the Washington, D.C. market. It's a little frightening when you think about it. I'm going to take line 6 in a minute. You know, for years I was on radio for 17, 18 years with another operator. And they couldn't get out of their way with big markets. They just, you know, I was on marginal stations. I did very well. I'm not complaining about it. But they couldn't get into the big leagues. And I was never on MAL. The minute I started on MAL, I revolutionized the market because they never heard anything like this. It is true there are other talkers and they do well, but they don't do as well as me, and there's a reason for it. And when I think about this station, WMAL, in Washington, D.C., the powerful station that it is, remember I'm on 250 stations, but I'm focusing now on the heart of our democracy. That's a laugh unto itself. You got to understand, I mean, there are big people driving around in limos between the hours that I'm on, from 3 to 5 over there. They're in limos. And turn that nut on. Let's see what he's saying. Hey, Henry, turn that radio on. Let's see what that nut's saying. That's sad. What is it? So they're listening to me now. Congressmen, senators, cabinet members, sorority girls. Maybe the big guy himself wants to hear it once in a while. Maybe he likes oldies. I don't know. Maybe he likes the stories of my dog. Maybe he likes the family stories when I talk about working as a kid in the market or whatever. And my politics, he says, who cares what he says? He's got... But they are listening right now. And it's pretty awesome to think about that. So we have line 1. Jack is a psychologist, WABC. Jack, I would love to hear what you think. Why is Obama continuing the big lie? How does he do it without being embarrassed? How does he continue this?
He's a big narcissist, and he thinks that he's the center of the universe. I mean, you can tell when he gives these speeches, you know, sometimes that little smirk sneaks out. And you can tell he's trying to basically push his crooked beliefs on the rest of the world. And I think it's really dangerous at this point. I mean, if we keep listening to this man, and if the government keeps going in this direction, you know, and the next elections don't turn out the way we hope they would, I think there's going to be the undoing of this country, because these guys are psycho, and they will end up here, you know, sooner or later. It's going to be a big disaster.
But Jack, let me ask you: Are you truly a psychologist?
Yes, I am.
Would you say that Obama is delusional?
I don't think he's delusional as much as, you know, to a certain extent he is. He's believing his own lies.
How can he make a statement that Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding? How can he make such a statement if he's not delusional?
Right, it's just blatantly false. I think, you know, he, in some way in his head, he's twisted everything to the point where he wants everyone to believe that, you know, we need to stand up and support Islam. And now I won't say that I'm against any religion or, you know, not Judaism, not Christianity, certainly not Islam. I think, you know, they're tons of really good Muslims, some of who come to me, and I have nothing to say about them. But, you know, to come out and say that you know, the Islamic State is not Islamic. I mean, come on, you know, these guys, they're Islamic. These guys are the epitome of hardcore Quranic Islam. And if we're not going to figure out a solution to handle them, and if we're not going to go out there and fight them, you know, then who will?
Well, Jordan will. Egypt will. Britain will. France will. Germany will. They're going to have to do the job, by the way, because they are more threatened than we are.
I personally tell you what I fear
and think may happen. The king just died in Saudi Arabia 2 weeks ago. You know that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And Obama went to the funeral.
And the new king, we don't know what his loyalties are. We don't know whether he's going to flip to the more radical fringe within Saudi Arabia and become almost like a Turkey. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If the king of Saudi Arabia suddenly flips to that side, Israel launches. It's that simple. Otherwise, they're going to disappear. If Saudi Arabia suddenly aligns itself with ISIS, Israel launches.
True. I also.
That's it. It's as simple as that. It's a chess game. This just came out. You better get ready. Hold on to your seats. I want everyone listening to the show to fasten their seatbelts. The Savage Nation is about to take a plunge into reality, another level of reality is about to be reached. A U.S. intelligence officer told NBC News that ISIS will not join Boko Haram because they hate black people. A U.S. intelligence officer told NBC News the Islamic State will not team up with Nigerian radical Islamic group Boko Haram in any official capacity due to the group's racism against black Africans. The officer explained, the Arab world is incredibly racist. They don't see black Africans as equivalent to them. Did you know that? You didn't know any of that. That didn't make it to the local paper? Okay. But as the International Business Times points out, race may not be an issue. During the Ferguson riots, the Islamic State attempted to tell protesters that blacks in America need to embrace Islam because the United States is racist and oppressive. Many of the Islamic State social media accounts target black Americans, wanting to radicalize them right here in this country. I wonder why Obama didn't mention that at his terror conference. I wonder why Obama's not fighting ISIS with full force. I wonder why Obama says Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. And on and on and on. John on WMAL, you've held. Go ahead, fire away a minute or less because we got to move on.
Yeah, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I agree with Mayor Giuliani, what he recently said about he doesn't think Obama loves this country. I think he was being kind. I think Obama hates this country. He had a lot of people that indoctrinated him along the way. He was raised as a Muslim. His father was a Kenyan Muslim. His stepfather was an Indonesian Muslim. I imagine his mother went along with it. I mean, it's just no surprise that she married two Muslims in a row. And the most beautiful sound in the world is the morning call to prayer.
That's what he said. All right. So, no, I believe Giuliani said the right thing. It's a, thank God he spoke. It's a shame we don't have an opposition party. I thank you for that call. We're almost out of time. Be back. Take your calls. And the latest news right here on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. The song goes out to all of the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. who are listening to The Savage Nation for the first time in their lives, flabbergasted by what they hear. Astonished that outside of the Beltway in their little world, there are people who can actually see right through them, and that the king has no clothes. Now, it is true that Jefferson actually fought Muslims, but they were not really Muslims who Jefferson was fighting. They were individuals that hijacked the religion. And it's true that General Jack Pershing fought Muslims in the Philippines, I believe, but it wasn't Muslims he was fighting. They were Muslims or people who disguised themselves as Muslims who had hijacked the great religion. It's true Israel's been fighting Muslims since their founding, but they also are not really Muslims. They're individuals who have hijacked the religion of Islam to blow children up in a school bus, blow people up in Tel Aviv cafes. They're not really Muslims who do that. Their individuals hijacked the great religion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
This is not just a threat in one place. If you look at the Lord's Resistance Army and Kony, Joseph Kony, I don't remember people talking about that as much anymore, but that's a Christian militant group. So there are a lot of different extremist threats we face, and there are different tools we have to go after each one of them.
Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country.
Although I'm looking in the Skype screen and looking into a studio in Dallas where the show emanates from, and I believe I'm real, sitting here before a microphone in San Francisco, and there's a dog asleep next to my feet. This is the Savage Nation. So there's this stupid girl, Marie Harf, talking about Christian violence and a Christian terrorism. But as Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit pointed out this morning, he's funded by the Islamic regime in Central Africa. And Joseph Kony is a renegade band leader of 200 followers in Central Africa. She makes him equivalent to ISIS. There's a lot of different extremist threats we face. And the college girl that works for Obama comes up with this guy, Kony. Says he's a Christian terrorist, but he's funded by an Islamic regime. And he's certainly not at all on the level of ISIS. At all. And Kony has been funded by the Muslim government of Sudan for years. And that government is led by Omar al-Bashir, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, which brings us around to today. How could this woman, Harf, whose name rhymes with barf, come off as goofy as she does, as lying as she does, and stand up there with such aplomb as though people are believing her? Someone writes, she possesses that feral look of an atypical academic that accessorizes her wardrobe with thrift store and rummage sale items. It's true. Underarm deodorant is anathema to her. The greatest contribution to the environment is her habit of bathing infrequently. Oh, God.
It might be too nuanced an argument for some.
She does look like that type. Like in the 60s, the hairy underarm type. They didn't shave their underarms, that type. Terrible. Yes, I'm going to get very personal and downright with this woman. I can't stand her. This whole administration is filled with sickos and liars and sycophants and traitors, whatever you want to say. Are they just insane, or do they think that we believe them? How could this woman get up there and keep lying and lying and lying? I don't think she really believes what she says, do you? She's just a clone from the sorority. The biggest threat to our freedom and culture is not ISIS, by the way. It's Marie Harf and the entire Obama administration. The head of DHS is a threat to our freedom and core values and culture. The Democrat, socialist, Islamic media complex is the greatest threat to freedom in the history of the United States. How come no one challenged her? How come none of the gelded men standing and said, hey, look, hey, girlie, that's stupid. Girlie, you know, you're really stupid. What do you mean, Joseph Kony? It's funded by Muslims. That's the press corps. 855, what's my number? 855-407-282. Screen calls this hour. And actually, unscreened is fine. We got loads of people hanging on for the last 2 hours wanting to explain why Obama is not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America. Egypt's fighting them, and they're asking why America won't join them. Jordan's bombing them. Why won't America join them? I mean, he's not fighting the war. U.S. will not back Egypt, will not back Jordan. So who is Obama fooling? Who is he fooling? Huh? Brian Williams? Dan Rather? The grave of whatever his name is. I forget his name. The nut from the 50s who I used to believe when I was a little boy. Crankenhouse. Walter Crankenhouse. I thought he was telling the truth, but Crankenhouse turned out to be a left-wing fanatic. But who knew with those? What did I know left or right? I didn't know right or wrong. I didn't know left or right. All I know is if I did something wrong, I got smacked. If I got caught cheating, I got thrown out of class, the classroom, and left back. So I didn't cheat. That's all. Now nothing. No rules. Nothing applies. Let's see. Code Pink leader, Medea Benjamin, detained by U.S. after what did she do now? That loser? Code Pink leader, Medea Benjamin, detained by U.S. after trip to communist Cuba. She should have stayed there, that loser. After return from heading up 150-person group trip to communist Cuba. Why did they leave all of these stinking women there? These rots. San Francisco might be clean again if they could. If they only stay in Havana. They would have a cleaner city. But, of course, Pelosi's there, too. Why is Pelosi in Cuba? Well, why? Put two and two together. She smelled a buck. I'm surprised that Feinstein and her husband haven't made a trip down to Havana. Think of the contracts. Shopping carts, construction contracts. Rudy Giuliani says, I do not believe the president loves America. Well, that's absolutely nice of him. At least he's speaking out. You gotta admire the guy. Let's see. U.S. and Turkey signed a deal to train and arm Syrian rebels. That's smart. Now, that really makes sense. The U.S. and Turkey have signed a deal to train and arm Syrian rebels. Now, Turkey is quasi-Islamic, isn't it? It's actually an Islamic state. It's quasi-Islamist, by the way. Erdogan is not really a moderate Muslim. Erdogan is far from a moderate Muslim. But that didn't stop our immoderate quasi-Muslim government from signing a pact with the quasi-Islamist Muslim government of Turkey to train rebels in Syria? Now, how is that going to work out? The Turkish government has said the training by U.S. and Turkish soldiers could begin as early as next month at a base in the central Anatolian city of Kershir and involve hundreds of Syrian fighters in the first year. Oh, God, please. The U.S. has said the goal is to go after the Islamic State group, but Turkish officials have said the trained rebels will really go after the Syrian government of Assad. That makes sense. Bring down Assad now and see what really happens. So here we go again. The lunatic running this world, Barack Hussein Obama, brought down Gaddafi. You warned that Libya would descend into chaos. It's descended into chaos. The lunatic Hillary Clinton killed Gaddafi and laughed about it. The lunatic administration tried to decapitate the Egyptian government and install the Muslim Brotherhood. The people of Egypt rose up. They installed this great hero in Egypt, who is now the greatest warrior against ISIS. And McCain tried to stop this warrior from taking his new place in Egypt. So McCain, don't you put two and two together. You can't follow it. I know it's tiring, isn't it? Is it tiring? It's 15 minutes after 2 on the West Coast, 15 minutes to 5 on the East Coast. You don't want to hear any more of this, right? Is this too much for you? Would you rather I shift gears and do something else? How about a nice family story about dead man's pants? Or I don't know why I'm obsessed with Hitler. See, I made a commitment when I was a young man that if Hitler ever appeared or Nazism ever appeared, I'd fight with everything in me to stop it. Well, guess what? Hitler is back. Only he's not speaking German and he's not wearing a German iron cross on his chest. No, Hitler is back and he's speaking German and he is not marching to the Horst Wessel song. He is not reading Mein Kampf, but Hitler is back. Yes, my friends, the Nazis are back. The National Socialists have returned in a more virulent form. Like a childhood illness that returns in later life, it can kill you. And I'm afraid we have no resistance to this illness of Islamofascism, because all of our natural defenses have been decimated by the academic left, by the government itself, and by the media. So all of your survival instincts have been crushed or subdued, and you have been put to sleep. And as a result, we are defenseless against the new Hitlers that have arisen. And Obama wants to bring more of them in. Now, I realize that I'm bringing in terrorists. Not all Muslims are terrorists. I certainly accept that. And I will repeat over and over again, take the whole sentence, the whole paragraph. I recognize that the Jordanian pilot who was captured and set alive in a cage is a Muslim. And that's why the Muslim nation of Jordan, the Muslim nation of Egypt, has gone to war with the Islamists. I get it. then why are you bringing in 30,000 Syrian refugees when you can't even vet Mexican illegal aliens for diseases? If you can't vet Guatemalans for diseases, which we all know they haven't done, which is why we have the outbreaks, how can you vet Syrian refugees for terrorist ties? You can't. So why would you continue to destroy our borders, language, and culture unless you hate the country and want our borders, language, and culture destroyed? Why would you sign a deal with Turkey to train and arm Syrian rebels unless you're insane or that you hate Israel and you want Israel to go? On Wednesday, the U.S. Defense Department said that the U.S. has screened about 1,200 moderate Syrian rebels. Moderate Syrian rebels to participate in training in Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Really, 1,200 moderate Syrian rebels. So let's see. If I were a terrorist and I wanted to be a Trojan horse, what would I do? I'd shave my beard a little. I'd wash the blood off my hands. I would say I was a dentist before those evil ISIS gangsters took over my city. God ever do anything to destroy them? Let me fight. Please, give me weapon. And presto, the geniuses in the Defense Department would make me a moderate Syrian rebel. At least that's what I think. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're living through very, very dangerous times, and they're about to get much more dangerous. And I'll be back to talk about it right on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
You have to break this. Not all listeners are infidels, you know. We cannot play songs that offend a certain religion that is of great importance to the president and his sorority.
Now, then there are other individuals who eat dogs. I mean, the answer to this could be 39 cents a pound rather than the cost of the dog. But all right, turn it off already. I don't know whether they're delusional or they're fighting for the other team or the Muslim Brotherhood. You know, you could look at it so many different ways. You could say he's the deep plant and they've been working on this for 20 years and now they're almost home and he's their man and he's trying to instill. Who knows anymore what is really going on? It's a quicksand. I actually just think that they're delusional academics in love with themselves and they don't know what the heck they're doing. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. They're luckier than you could ever imagine. They cannot believe that they have the White House, Air Force One, and a military at their disposal. And they don't care that they're messing up because they're partying on. They never had such a good time. Look at the trips Michelle has. You haven't heard from her recently, have you? She decided, look, if it's a choice between talking and having a good time, I'll just continue to have a good time. Because I know every time I talk, people are offended. So I won't be political. I'll just fly around. And every time I come back from a trip, I'll take something off the school lunch. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing going on except partying every minute. Golfing, partying. Obama battles critics over terror language. We've covered that. Let's take some calls is what I want to do. Line number three, no name. Go ahead, please. Mr. Anonymous on KSFO.
Yes, this is Ty listening to you on KSFO. I was listening to you yesterday commenting as you were watching Obama, and I was watching at the same time that you were. And one thing in my observation, I noticed that his eyes, when you say to look at his eyes, I really watched him, and it appeared that he was under the influence of marijuana. I mean, he's a self-admitted drug abuser in his biography. And, you know, whether he was...
he speaks as though he's stoned. The guy talks like he's a stoner because nothing that he says makes sense. How do you... Listen, this is from today. Here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. Now, who would make a statement like that? It's a lie.
That's why it seems so much that he was under the influence of drugs, because of what...
Well, I think he's under the influence of the drug of liberalism and political correctness, and they don't care what the truth is. You know, they are liars. They lie continuously. They lie to our children in school. They get away with it. Then they become president, and they lie, and no one will stop them.
And, Mike, it makes me wonder if all of them are smoking dope. I mean, just how they're talking, I mean... My wife.
I don't know that they have to be smoking dope to speak this way. I think that they're just dopey.
Well, Mike, I was just flabbergasted because as I'm looking at his face and watching...
Well, what did you see in his eyes? Let's be... I mean, what did you see?
it looked as if, as his high was diminishing, as the stress level, as he kept on talking, I could see where his face seemed stressed, and his high was diminishing, and he felt like at the end he had to get off the podium because he needed another hit of a joint or something.
Oh, God. I take it you're not a Democrat and you didn't vote for him?
No, not at all.
I take it that you're not sitting up every night waiting for Hillary to be president.
No, it's...
God. You know, all we can do is mock them and laugh at them. It's the greatest weapons that we have is ridicule and sarcasm. Do you know that? Just don't give liberals respect. Laugh at them. Get in their face. Mock them wherever you find them. Mock them in the streets. Mock them in the schools. Mock them at the PTA meeting. Mock them in the supermarket.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
The reality, which again many Muslim leaders have spoken to, is that there's a strain of thought that doesn't embrace ISIL's tactics, doesn't embrace violence, but does buy into the notion that the Muslim world has suffered historic grievances. Sometimes that's accurate.
He's an apologist for Islam. He attacks Christianity. He attacks Israel, attacks Netanyahu. He will not take the war to ISIS with the full force of the U.S. military. And every intelligent person, I didn't say college educated, notice, I said every intelligent person, understands that O is not fighting ISIS with the full force of the U.S. military, not even with one pinky of the U.S. military is being used. It's a show war. He's using a Potemkin-like war, a show war, just to pretend he's fighting it. And we have to ask why. Why is Obama not attacking ISIS with the full military power? Do you understand the question? When you have Egypt and Jordan attacking them with air power, and we will not support them, and now you have a coalition that's not a coalition. The Egyptian military is frustrated with the United States right now. They will not understand it. Egypt will not understand why the U.S. won't help them in their airstrikes. Jordan doesn't understand why they're left out there alone. Why? Why is this administration so supportive of ISIS? You want to turn it around the other way? They seem to be not fighting them. I mean, they're doing a minimal amount, so people are asking why. And I don't understand the answer. The logic, the first step you would take is, oh, well, it's Iran. He's really with Iran. That's nonsense. Iran is fighting ISIS. America looks like a not only a pitiful, helpless giant, but an idiotic, helpless giant with this idiot girl from the State Department, that moron, saying the words like, look it, you hear? Look it, she says. Look at you. There's not enough nuance for you. You hear? Where do they get these white trash from? Say, well, why are you using words like white trash to shock them? I'm calling these kids white trash. You know why? Let me explain what white trash means, just in case you think I'm being a racist. White trash means a group of people who either through a lack of education or a lack of opportunity remain at a lower level of society. When you get a girl like that who thinks that she's so damn smart, standing up for all the world to see her ignorance and talking as she did about ISIS in such absurd academic terms, and then when she's attacked saying, look, it's probably because I wasn't nuanced enough, what would you call her? Not white trash? You assume someone who needs to be living in a trailer without teeth to be white trash? You can come from a family with money and be white trash. For example, there are families on Pacific Heights who are white trash. The father's a billionaire with inherited money. The son is a junkie, does nothing with his whole life. And he's the toast of the town. One of the most distinguished families in San Francisco. The family's never done anything in their lives but live off inherited money. That's white trash. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? It's apparent to everyone, except the stooges who work for Obama and those who go to Harvard, that Obama has not been fighting ISIS with anywhere near the military power that we have. In fact, he's using a hands off approach, a silk glove approach, a catch-as-catch-can approach. In other words, he's not fighting the war. The other day, Egypt attacked ISIS, as you know, with F-16s that we had sold them. And the United States of America did not back Egypt's attacks on ISIS. Why? Why? Why didn't Washington back Cairo? Can anyone figure that one out? In other words, if they are our friends and attacking an enemy, then they are our friends. But apparently Obama doesn't see them as our friend either. So Israel's not our friend. Egypt's not our friend. Who is our friend? I know that there are people who listen to this show who know the answer. These are former military people or even current military or intelligence people who know what's going on. They cannot speak out. You'll never see them on Fox. You'll never see them on CNN. They can't speak out, or they won't speak out. They're afraid for their lives or their careers. But the world now knows Obama's full of crap. They know he's a liar, and they know that he's lying about everything he says with regard to this war. Everyone knows that. And the girls around him, the sorority girls, are just a reflection of him. The sorority that's running America is not really an independent sorority. He created the sorority. These sorority girls are his cheerleaders, like that moron yesterday, you know, who told us that she's too smart for the world. We couldn't really understand what she's saying. A jobs program for ISIS is Obama's answer. A jobs program for ISIS is their answer to fight the Nazis of today. I have only one question. Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military force of America? Why is Obama not fighting ISIS with the full military power that we have? They could have been eliminated in less than a week. Ask anyone in the military. How is it possible that he can get away with this without people asking this question? There's an answer to this, by the way. There's always an answer to a question. Every question has an answer. You see the most vicious murderers since Genghis Khan raping, killing, burying alive, setting people on fire. And Obama does very little. Why? How can you understand the situation? So let's put it together. ISIS is comprised of Sunni Muslims. As you know, that there are two major sects of Islam, Sunni and Shia. ISIS is composed of Sunni Muslims. ISIS has a bloody hatred of Shiite Muslims. They are killing Shiite Muslims in towns that they capture. In that regard, Obama's right. They are killing Muslims. So it's Muslim killing Muslim. So many of you say, who cares what they do to each other? Let them all kill each other. Well, but they're also killing Christians. They're killing Azidis. And on a scale of humanitarianism or of human rights, this is a worldwide problem that, of course, the useless UN should have stepped into a long time ago. If ever there was an argument to eliminate the UN, it would be right now. It's worse than the League of Nations was after World War I. The League of Nations was useful compared to this group of gangsters who are sitting there on their behinds on huge salaries, flying around the world, going to cat houses around the world, and they're making believe they're humanitarians, and they say nothing about the rapes and the murders and the kidnapping going on in the Middle East. But that's a separate issue. The UN's doing nothing. So Obama's not fighting ISIS with full military assets. I ask you why. Now, Iran, you're going to say, many of you are going to jump and say, well, because he's on Iran's side. You're wrong. You'd be wrong about that. Iran is fighting ISIS. Iran is a Shia nation. Did you understand that? So here we have a president who you might say, well, I've heard it before. I've read all the conspiracy stuff. Suddenly Valerie Jarrett is the new Madame Defarge to everyone. She's running the world. Everyone's saying, oh, she's running the world. Her father was Iranian, therefore she's doing Iran's biddings, and she's told Obama to have a hands-off policy to ISIS. That doesn't make sense, because Iran is a Shia nation, primarily Shia Muslims. So if Iran is fighting ISIS, Egypt is fighting ISIS, Jordan is fighting ISIS, why is Obama holding back and giving us this rubbish about a jobs training program for terrorists? Why? What is the end of ISIS? What does ISIS want? They want a new caliphate. And what is a caliphate? The Muslim dominion over the world. You're not saying that the president wants that. I wouldn't believe that for a moment. It's true. His father was Muslim and his stepfather was Muslim. He went to a madrasas, which is a Muslim school, as a little boy. That doesn't mean he wants Islam to take over the world. It's true he's going to flood America with Syrian refugees, amongst whom there will be terrorists, as sure as we're sitting here, because there is no way to vet 30,000 people. They can't even vet 3,000 people. But they vetted the Mexicans and Guatemalans and El Salvadorans who came in with diseases. They screened them very well, didn't they? That's why you have tuberculosis now in Lynn, Massachusetts, and a raging EDV68-based virus, because they screened them so well. The way they screen these refugees for disease is the way they're going to screen the Syrian refugees for terrorism ties. I don't know that I believe that he wants a Muslim caliphate to emerge. I don't believe it. I truly don't believe it. I think it's something else. I would either rather not believe that or I don't believe it. I don't believe that that's true. I don't believe he's a deep plant. I don't believe he's a Manchurian candidate. Do you? Many people do, by the way, and I mean intelligent people. I almost said intelligence people. But if they did as they were intelligence people, they'd be something. No, that's how the good Germans worked. You see, there were Nazis who didn't like what Hitler was doing to those Jews. And they were offended by it. They went home and told Hilga about it, that they couldn't believe what they were seeing going on in those concentration camps. So Hilga said, well, keep quiet. You have a good job. And they knew, Hans knew, that if he blew the whistle, he'd go into the camps with the Jews. And in that way, they were all good Germans. And that way, they had collective guilt. So in that way, the entire Obama administration, whether knowingly or unknowingly, in enabling the rise of ISIS, is responsible for the rapes, the murders, the beheadings, and putting people on fire. All these nice girls are basically war criminals. If they know that we are enabling ISIS and these people are not stopping ISIS and they're lying to the people, there could be a Nuremberg trial one day where they're held up before a court. It could happen. Don't say it couldn't happen. Because these ISIS people mean business and they've just gotten started. There are allegedly 280,000 of them right now, not 30,000. This was the JV team. Remember your president told you, he laughed at them. He said that their junior varsity team. The JV team now is 280,000 strong, raging through the Middle East. And he says they need a jobs training program. We all know that's laughable. We know it's absurd. We know it's a continuation of LBJ's big society image. How'd that work out for Detroit? The jobs training program. How'd that work out for Ferguson, Missouri? Jobs? You're telling me those people want jobs? Are you joking? No, that's not what works. Police work in those communities. Nothing else works. And that's why Holder and him want to attack the police in Ferguson and attack them before they leave. Yeah, Eric Holder's leaving a bomb before he leaves. He's going to sue the Ferguson Police Department for racism before leaving office. So domestically, we have an administration that's antagonistic toward police, sympathetic towards criminals, under the guise of representing minority communities. What they're really doing is enabling criminal communities in some regards, because after all, if you looked at Ferguson, he was not an innocent bystander. He tried to take a cop's gun away and shoot him. The cop defended himself. The cop was found innocent. And yet this guy, Holder, says he's going to sue the police department for what? Well, what'd they do wrong? The cop didn't die? You haven't done your job? I mean, what kind of country are you living? The whole world's upside down. So domestically, the world is a mess. Internationally, the world is a mess. And the band played on. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. You know the best thing you can do to save this country and yourself? Is read the Bible and go to church. I'm not even that religious, but I'm starting to think that only a religious revival can save this country. The only counterforce to Islam and radical Islam and Obama's pushing Islam down our throats is Christianity. And only by reaffirming your own religion, your own culture, your own borders, your own language, would you save this nation. Otherwise, it's going to disappear in front of your eyes and you'll have only yourself to blame. It's that simple. A walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage, and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Ah, if only that was true about Macbeth Obama. But I'm afraid he is not America's Nero. I think that he is not America's Nero fiddling while America burns. I think it's something quite different. I think he is a combination of several other emperors, but they're not Nero. He's not even Caligula. Clinton was the Caligula of the emperors in that he was a debauchery type. Obama's far more dangerous than Clinton because he has no such inclinations. You notice that there are no sexual scandals around Obama? Have you noticed that? That makes him even more dangerous. That's why Clinton was less dangerous, because he had a thing for the women. You can always trust the man who has that problem, because at least you know he has no other ideology other than his id. I mean, you think about it. I mean, in other words, there's only so much damage he could do in a day because his mind was always on something else. Like, you see, if he can get a girl or something, like, you know what I'm saying? Every dinner party. In other words, he went to an event. He wasn't looking to see what he could do politically. See if he can score somebody. So, in other words, that regard, he was safer for America. But this guy has no such inclination. He's in such a strong ideologue that every waking minute is devoted to one thing and one thing only. Now fill in the blank. Bringing about the Islamic Caliphate, bringing down America, whatever you want, causing a civil war. Who knows? Whatever you want to think about him, he is the embodiment of evil to so many people in this country. It's frightening to think that it's gotten to this point. It's actually quite shocking to think that this man has become such an embodiment of toxicity that you can ascribe almost anything you wish to him, and there's a reason, there are some punitive reasons to accept that fantasy about him. How could you not ask questions about this guy who is soft-peddling radical Islam, not joining Egypt's attacks on ISIS, not joining Jordan's attack on ISIS, attacking Israel, attacking Netanyahu, attacking the Tea Party, attacking Republicans, attacking business people? How can you not have an enmity toward this guy? How? How is it possible that he has a war against political commentators who oppose him? He has a war against internet sites that don't support him. How could you not have these feelings about this guy? How is it possible to not get political about this? How could you support a guy who attacks Christianity for acts conducted during the Middle Ages and says nothing about acts conducted by Muslims in our age? How is that possible? Who knows? Who knows? I am not a fortune teller, and I'm just trying to figure it all out along with you. These admittedly are perplexing times. And if you are perplexed, as we all are, don't feel that you're alone. And don't feel that there's something wrong with you. America is perplexed. Take a look at the New York Post's front page today. There's a picture of your leader, Barack Hussein Obama, smirking at the world with a black cloth over his eyes and ears. And the headline says, Islamic terror? ? I just don't see it. And that's from a newspaper. That's the newspaper. He doesn't see it. Instead, he says, here in America, Islam has been woven into the fabric of our country since its founding. I had no idea Washington and Jefferson and Franklin were Muslims. I didn't know they went into a prayer rug and put on a head covering. I had no idea. It was left out of my education.
Savage.